Alrighty, I am honestly so excited to talk about this because I believe it's a topic that's very prevalent. I believe that this is something that has become a massive issue in many people's lives, and I think Christians are just kind of confused on how to deal with it. And the topic is imposter syndrome. I'm very excited to dive into this series. I really believe that getting into the nitty-gritty about it is going to be beneficial to you and assist you in figuring out how am I as a believer supposed to look at this? How am I supposed to deal with this? How does this affect my life? And how can I be victorious over it? Because we have to remember, ladies and gentlemen, if there are any guys listening, but we are more than conquerors in Christ. And so we have to live in that truth. We have to live in freedom in Him. And I'm so ready to just help you understand how you're supposed to go about dealing with imposter syndrome and dealing with it through that lens of, hey, I'm a victor in Christ. This is not who I am. And so, yeah, let's get it. Hey, friend, this is the How Confidence Speaks podcast. I'm Sarah Fernandez, follower of Christ, wife, boy mama, and public speaking enthusiast. If you're done letting insecurities hold you back, if you want to become a confident speaker and presenter, but you just don't know how, and if you're ready to discover how an identity in Jesus can impact literally everything, well, have I got the podcast for you. Pop in the earbuds, drink up the coffee, because we're getting right into it. So I really wanted to kind of go off the cuff with this episode. I was going to just do an episode and discuss imposter syndrome and how Christians should deal with it and just kind of put it all into one episode and just discuss it. However, as I went to go about that, literally everything was kind of happening. My baby woke up, or he really didn't fall asleep yet, but he just was screaming a lot, but not crying, just like his usual loud talking. And so I was hearing that over the mic, and then I was getting phone calls, and it was just like everything was happening at once. And so I stopped and I was like, okay, what am I doing? But now my baby is down for a nap. My phone is nowhere near me, so no phone calls. And as I was looking into imposter syndrome and what I could speak on and what it really was, I came across the idea of, you know, taking each of the five, what are they called? The five types of imposter syndrome. I would take each of them and just kind of do an episode on each and what, and just specifically focus on that so that I could really speak into it. And so if someone deals with the specific type, they're able to take that episode and glean from it and learn and be encouraged by it. So the five different types that I came across and learned about is, the first one is the perfectionist. Then you have the expert. Then you have the natural genius. Then the soloist. And then the super person. That was very interesting to me because in my mind, as I had thought of imposter syndrome, I just thought it was kind of a blanket term, just one thing, same thing everyone deals with, blah, blah, blah. What I came to realize is that no, there are different types of it, and there are ways that some people deal with it more than others. And that was just kind of mind-boggling to me and kind of fueled my passion to discuss it even more because I realized, man, Satan just will do whatever he can and try and hit us in any way possible to keep our eyes away from the Lord, away from seeking Him and doing His will, and on ourselves, on our situations, on our doubts and insecurities. And it just made me angry. So with this episode, we are just going to go into the five types, and we're going to kind of unpack them a little bit so that you're aware of what's to come in the coming episodes and what to expect, and maybe even which one or ones you struggle with most, so you're able to look out for those episodes and see, okay, how can I best be equipped to deal with this moving forward? So without further ado, I think I say that in like every episode, by the way, without further ado. If I do, let me know in your review and rating. Yeah, shameless call to action right there. Anyways, so the first one we will discuss is perfectionist. And I think this one speaks for itself. So with this one, you believe that you and everything you do needs to be perfect and immaculate. If it's anything less, you feel like you really could have done better, and then others see you for your flaws, and therefore you must not be as good as others say you are. You feel like you are a fraud. Perfectionism, it is so dangerous. All right, so there's that one. And the next one is the expert. So you feel kind of like, since you don't know everything within a topic, then you must not be good enough to speak on it. You kind of want to hold yourself back because you think that your opinion must be valued less than others who may know more than you, and therefore you feel as though what you have to say on the subject is just inadequate and unnecessary and unimportant. Then we have the natural genius. So you believe that since something takes you longer to understand or master, you must be a failure, and the failure is what determines your capability and right standing. You kind of doubt your intelligence and your natural capability, especially in those moments of struggle. Then we have the soloist. The soloist, you believe you have to reach success by yourself to be worthy and not to be a fraud. You kind of feel as though asking for help diminishes the accomplishment and your worthiness of it. Lastly, we have the super person. So you want to be at the top of your game for everything you do. You have to be the hardest worker, highest achiever, and best of the best. If you're not, or if you struggle and fail, you feel like a fraud. These are the five types of imposter syndrome. And as I'm looking at this and as I've read into it a little bit, it is just so obvious to me that the root of every single one of them is pride. Every single one, because it is very me-centered. I have to be the one to do it. If I am not the one to do it, then I must be a failure. I must be a fraud. If I struggle, how dare I? And this just reminds me of the passage of scripture that discusses how in our weakness, he is strong. That everything in our lives is meant to point to the greatness, the power, and the grandness of God. And I laugh a little bit because it's just so eye-opening to me, the way that Satan works. He seeks to get us to fall into this pit of, man, I'm just not good enough. Man, I just pity myself. Man, I'm just struggling, and people see right through me, I guess, and I'm just not, I can't speak to that. I can't do that. I can't blah, 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 blah. And we get so caught up in ourselves and in our minds, and we get lost in that. When in reality, we don't have time to waste. We really have to be bold in the Lord and confident in who he has created us to be, to stand firm and say, yeah, I might fail. I might not know as much as they do. But if God is telling me to say this, if God is calling me to do that, then I'm going to go do it. And all glory to him. And I think there's this other passage of scripture, and it discusses how the foolish things of the world the Lord uses. And that passage is 1 Corinthians 1, and it goes 26 through 31. And yes, we will be reading those passages because I believe it speaks so well to this issue. So if you would love to take out your Bible and read along with me, that would be great. If you can't, then just listen on. So it says, brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. I really think that this passage speaks so clearly to this issue of imposter syndrome, to every single type, because funny enough, people, let's remember, pride is not only thinking, hey, I'm amazing. I'm just so cool. Like, look at God using me to do this, and I'm just great at that. That is not the only form of pride. Pride is also self-pity. It's also believing that you are just scum of the earth and terrible and unworthy and just lost in self-pity. That is also pride. We have to have a mentality of, hey, I'm doing this for the Lord's glory. So if he wants to use me in this way, he's going to equip me for it. He's going to prepare me for it. And therefore, I can be confident. I can do what he has called me to do, use the skills that he has given me to bring him glory. And however it goes, if I do it unto the Lord and not for man, then it's going to be great. And I just have to let him guide me every step of the way. That is the mentality we should have. Instead, we can get caught up in all these different forms of imposter syndrome, believing the lie that, oh man, I guess they're just better at it than I am. Well, now I'm comparing myself, and now I'm feeling jealous, and now I'm lost in perfectionism. I feel like I have to be the expert. Like, why is God giving me this opportunity? I don't know everything yet. God, I can't do it. No, friend. Instead, if God gives you the opportunity, step into it and say, Lord, if this is going to work, you have to guide every single step I take. You have to show me exactly what you want me to say and let him lead you. I really believe that fighting pride with the truth of who he is and who we are not and resting in his greatness and surrendering it all will allow us to really fight against this imposter syndrome so much better than we have been. I also struggle, friend. I have also been there. It is not easy. And I wish that it wasn't true. But even as I'm preparing to as I'm preparing to start a business and as I've been going about this podcast, there have been definitely times where I've sat there and believed, dang, I guess I'm just kind of in over my head. Like, Lord, like, what am I doing? I feel like I'm inadequate to speak on this or to even discuss these different topics. Like, who am I? But it's a reminder of, hey, if God is setting the course and if he is guiding your steps, he will give you the words to say. He will give you the strength to go about it. In your weakness, he is strong. He is good and a perfect father who will protect you, who will guide you. And when you screw up and mess up and fumble and fail and fall, he will help you up and help you to keep going. So friend, I really, really hope and pray that this series will be encouraging to you and uplifting, that you will take the things that are discussed and that you will decide, hey, I'm going to give this a shot and fight imposter syndrome. I'm going to implement these things and I'm going to allow myself to get equipped and prepared to fight back against the schemes of the enemy so that I can live a life that is rooted in Christ, built up for him and for his glory and not myself. Friend, I hope that this will be so helpful to you. And so yeah, if this episode helped you or encouraged you at all, I would love to hear that. I would love to know. So please go ahead onto Apple Podcasts. Go ahead and leave me a review and a 5-star rating. That will really help to kind of grow the visibility of this podcast and get it out to more people who may need to hear about it. And if this episode in particular helped you in a way and you believe it will help someone that you love and know, would you please send it to them so that they can also take a listen and be encouraged as well? So friend, until next time, I am so ready to see how the Lord uses this episode and the series to come. I will see you next time.
Please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with confidence.